I think we finished with, what do you call a pressed loaf of meat that's made from the head of a hog?
That's pressed meat.
Okay. if butter is left out of the refrigerator, it becomes...
soft.
Okay. And what's another word that means it's beginning to spoil a little?
It's too soft? No?
How about something that begins with an R?
Rancid.
Okay. What do you call milk that's allowed to thicken?
Clabber.
What kind of cheese is white with large curds in it, and it's often eaten by people on diets?
Well, maybe. Is that cheddar cheese?
Cheddar cheese?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, cottage cheese.
Uh-huh.
Cottage.
Now, what's the other kind of cheese you're talking about?
I don't know. I had a recipe with that. I don't know.
Oh. Well, look who's here.
I'll cut that off, though.
Okay. To get impurities out of milk, the dairyman has to pour it through something. He has to...
strainer.
what are some desserts that are made out of apples?
Well, let's see. The applesauce.
Okay, and how do you make applesauce?
Well, you cook it and run it through a sieve, you know, get it real fine.
Uh-huh.
You cook it down, put a little sugar in it.
Do you put anything in it besides sugar or just sugar?
Well, if you want the spices, you could do that.
And what kind of spices would you put in it?
Just all spice, what I would use.
Uh-huh.
Or a little cinnamon is good.
Uh-huh. And what, what's something else?
Well, you make preserves out of apples. A lot of people call it apple butter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You cook that down real thick.
Well, does apple butter actually have butter in it?
No, I don't know that.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, just...
What are some other desserts?
Well, apple pies.
Do you make apple pies?
Applesauce cake. That's delicious.
How do you make that? Would you give me the recipe for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to go in yonder and get it.
Oh, well, don't bother then, but just give me a general idea of how it works. How do you do it?
Well, you take about 2 cups of apples, and your sugar, and just put, you know, your nuts in there. It almost is like a fruitcake.
Uh-huh.
Just add nuts and fruits like you want, you know, and have your cooked apples. You can have dried apples or just apple sauce.
Uh-huh.
And put in there.
That sounds
and
good.
Cook it just like a pound cake. Real good.
You mean it's got flour and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it really is a cake, mm-hmm, and not a pie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to make apple cobbler?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, is there a difference between apple pie and apple cobbler?
Well, apple cobbler is several layers of, you know, rolled out dough. And apple pie is just a bottom and a top crust, I would think.
Well, so apple cobbler, then you put a layer of apples and then a layer of dough and then a layer of apples.
And brown each layer, 2 or 3 times. You know, that makes it real good.
Oh, golly, I bet it does.
Put butter and sugar on that and put it in the stove and brown it and then come back with you some more apples.
I didn't know that was the way that was made.
Mm-hmm. That's the hardest way and the best way.
Yeah, I'm sure it takes a while.
Mm-hmm. But that's the only way I'd cook one.
Uh-huh. How long does the whole process take?
Oh, it don't take too long. It's stove good and hot. But, I mean, you can't go in there and do it in 5 minutes, you know. Lots of people
have to keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
the things that people eat are all different kinds of...
food.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a sweet liquid that's served with pudding? Not cream, but something else.
Sweet sauce?
Okay. What do you call food that's taken between regular meals?
Snacks.
Did you eat? Yes, we
ate.
How much have you
eaten?
What's a hot black drink that's usually drunk with breakfast?
Coffee.
If you were going to prepare some coffee, you'd say, now I'm going to...
make some coffee.
Okay. If you were working out in the yard and you'd gotten thirsty, you might come in the house and go to the sink and get a...
drink of water.
Okay. And what would you put the drink in?
Glass.
Okay. So it would be a what of water?
A glass of water.
Okay. Are there different kinds of water glasses? Or are they all pretty much the same?
Well, I guess just different sizes. I guess it wouldn't be much difference, I wouldn't think.
Well, are you familiar with the word tumbler?
Tumbler, yeah. Goblet.
Well, now, how are those different?
Well, a goblet has a little bottom and a little handhold.
You mean a little a stem or a handle?
No,
hand,
just
a handle?
You catch a handle, like around that, and the glass comes up here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's a